the closed session. I think probably best holding it in here, and I believe the first part is with Joe.
Well, we actually do have.
Oh.
Recording paused.
Okay, we're going back into open session. The chair, John Phillips, has left, and so as vice chair, I'm stepping in. Reporting out from closed session, item 5 was not held yet. We held item 6?
6B.
We did 6B.
Okay. In item 6B, the board voted to grant a non-service-connected disability, 9-0. And then in the manner of item 7, the board voted 5-4 with Allen, Watts, Phillips, and Smithy voting no to refer the matter back to the hearing officer with instructions. Do I need to put any more on that? Okay. And then in the matter of item number 8, the board voted to accept and approve the hearing officer's recommendation, and that vote was 8-4, zero no's and one abstention, Dr. McDonald. And item 9 has not been held. And now I actually have to leave here at the top of the hour. So in the absence of the chair, and because I, as vice chair, must also depart at this time, I hereby appoint Trustee Russell Watts as chair pro tem for the rest of today's meeting. That appointment will expire at the adjournment of today's meeting. And I will turn it over to...
Got the power, Rusty. Yeah. Go for it.
You accept this?
You need that in an hour.
All right. Yeah.
So now you're in charge.
You got the power, buddy.
It's going to be next.
Go
ahead.
You need to say that we're going to close session.
Okay. So I'm taking over now as chair. So in that case, then we'll now resume our closed session.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Recording paused.
Aerial chair.
We got 5.
We made a decision.
We got 5.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming back into open session here, and there are no reportable actions from the closed session. Observing the time we have left with a quorum, we're going to defer some items on the agenda. Items.
6A and 6C.
6A and 6C will be taken up at the next meeting. And item 9, will we carry that on to the next meeting as well? That will also be taken up at the next meeting. So we'll go to agenda item number 12. Skipping items 10 and 11 for now, which may also be taken up in the next meeting. And this is to consider and take possible action to adopt the 2017 CCSERA budget. Oh, before we do that, I need to mention, again, there's going to be another transfer of chair here. In absence of the chair and the vice chair, and because I have to leave now, Jerry Holcomb will act as pro tem for the remainder of today's meeting. This appointment will expire at the adjournment of today's meeting as well. So now I'll turn this time over to Jerry to conduct as chair, the pro tem chair.
So I take it that we're moving on to... I've been advised that we're going to lose our quorum at 2 o'clock, and so in the interest of hopefully getting two people on board for their applications for disability benefits, I was hoping we could go back into closed session for sections 6A and C, and maybe a heads up for you, Karen, if you have something to say about 9, we could do it also. So let's see if we can wrap those things up. I could be wrong, but I anticipated those might be...
Recording paused.
in public, oh, in, okay, open session.
Open session.
Okay, meeting in closed session, there were a couple of actions taken on the service-connected disability request for Michelle Sublett. The board voted unanimously to grant her a non-service-connected disability without prejudice, since there may be some additional information she'd like to bring forward.
Without prejudice to her continuing to pursue the service-connected disability application.
That's what I was going to say, but I forgot those words. But you'll get all those right. I'm new to this game, okay? 6C, that item has been carried forward to the next meeting involving Richard Perry and his request for a service-connected disability.
For lack of a quorum.
Talk to her beforehand about it. And there was no action on 9, correct? No reportable action on item 9. One out of three is not bad. Okay, so that's the open session report. I think we're going to go ahead.